Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Monday, after his team's 31-24 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Coach Kubiak answered questions about a variety of subjects, mainly the Jacksonville Jaguars game, as well as the upcoming contest with the Oakland Raiders. And he started taking questions about some injuries.
You start with the injuries, Coach. How'd you come out of the game?
We're nicked up. Got some guys nicked up. Sean Thompson is the biggest concern right now with the knee issue. Looks like it's a pretty good injury, so we'll have to evaluate that here in the next 24 hours and make a decision on where we head with him. Other than that, we've just got a bunch of nicks, a bunch of guys just beat up through a physical game that hopefully we'll get all of them back. And then hopefully Andre Davis comes back this week, ready to go. Things look good. Molden, I think he's still day-to-day. Hopefully Jock is back this week and ready to go. So I think it's the best way to describe it right now. I'll probably let you know more on Wednesday.
Did David Anderson get x-rays?
Yeah, he got a good shot in his back, and he's okay. I mean, he's just sore as heck, but he was okay today.
Your first year, you were giving up almost 500 yards a game after your first three games with Richard Smith calling defenses for the first time. Do you see mostly then it was passing because you went against Manning and McMahon?
Yeah.
What similarities do you see? How did you get out of that, and do you think you can get out of this?
Well, I don't see any, as far as calling the game, have anything to do with the yardage, John. I don't see it that way right now. I see, some mistakes, some assignment issues, those type of things. They're giving up big plays. That's where the yardage is coming from. I don't think it has anything to do with the calls or what's being called. When I go back and watch a game, I think Frank called a good game. I don't think we executed some things very well. But the yards are what they are. I mean, they're there, and obviously we've been giving up a bunch of them, and going to have to dig our way out of a real deep hole, but I think we're doing the right thing, just not doing it very well.
Coach, could you talk about your safety play, Coach? With all these big plays, it seems like guys are exploding, and as soon as they get through.
Yeah, I thought Eugene... Eugene was okay in the game. He's still coming back from his knee injury. He can play better, but I didn't think he did anything glaring, from a bust standpoint or anything like that. I thought Beasing played like a first-time guy out as a starter. Did some good things, not so good things. Had some issues. We put Barber in there for him. Dominique did a couple of good things. We're just not consistent back there. I mean, we are searching for some answers. We're playing a lot of people back there. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to give some more guys some opportunities. We've got to find some consistency, throughout the back end, for us to be successful. But, that's how they play.
The long runs to that side, starting with Bell and Peterson, is it the same guys or different guys?
Well, the big run, the thing that's so disappointing about the big run, John, is on the first play of the game, they ran the exact same play, and we're in the exact same defense. And then 25 plays later, they run the exact same play, we're in the exact same defense, and we decide to do something different. So that's what's hurting our football team. That's what's confusing, why we wouldn't have the consistency. They got 1 yard on the first play of the game. They got 61 on the next play of the game. So... searching for the reasons why we would choose to do something like that is something that we're stumped with right now as coaches. But it's our job to figure that out. There are guys that we got to have in position to make those plays and have them doing the same thing consistently over and over again. Obviously, we did not do that as I talk about those two plays.
Gary, do you have many options up front in terms of lineup changes or position tweaks at all?
We can move people around. I mean, obviously, Antonio gives us flexibility. Is that what you're talking about defensively up front? Yeah, we can move guys around. We've got a couple of practice squad players that we think are doing some good things for us that we're going to take a hard look at this week. But obviously, whether I'm talking about up front, whether I'm talking about the back end, we're gonna keep looking, and we're going to give some guys some opportunities to step up and see if they can help this thing get corrected and get more consistent. So we've got to do that. We got to be fair to those guys, and we got guys playing hard, but some of the mistakes we're making it's not fair to the group. So we got to give some other guys an opportunity to see if they can correct some of those mistakes.
Who on the practice squad?
We got a couple of defensive linemen to me that have been excellent on the practice squad with Nady, okay, and with Jameson. So, you know, we got opportunities right there with those two guys. So we'll see.
Are you happy with Antonio Smith?
I think we can all play better, John, and not just Penn. I think he's part of the group, obviously, but the whole group can play better. And, you know, like I said, it's no different than when I'm talking about consistency. I'm talking about them up front as well.
Are you happy with what are you happy with?
On the defensive side of the ball?
Anywhere.
We moved the ball pretty good yesterday. I mean, we, had a chance, should have scored 38 points. That's a lot of good things going on with ball movement, average 6.8 yards a play. That lead the NFL, so there's some good things going on there. Thought our special teams were consistent. We're not making any big plays, but they were consistent in their coverage. So there were some good things going on from a standpoint that would give you a chance to win on Sunday. But, just you give up 31 points and, you're going to have a hard time winning anywhere.
On your third down defense, Gary, you look real good first and second, and you need 10 to get 11, need 7 to get 6. What do you think about your third down defense?
Well, when you go back and look at it, I think they were 5 of 11, if I'm correct. You look at there's three times on third downs where we've got guys scot-free, the quarterback, and we don't get there. We don't make the play. There's no excuse for that. Guys have got to make those plays. That's what they're paid to do. We need to be tighter in some coverage issues. I mean, the first third down and six, we're a little soft outside in what we're doing. We got to be tighter in some coverage issues. But, I mean, there are reasons there why we failed six times. And having guys free to the quarterback, not having guys free to the quarterback, should I say, is not an excuse. We had some guys free. We just didn't make the play. We didn't get there. And give Carrard credit, too. He stood in there and got hit a couple of times and made a few great plays.
Do you think your pass rush hasn't really been getting to the quarterback?
Well, it should be. I mean, when you go back and look at the film, it should have got there four or five times yesterday. But you got to finish on the quarterback. You got to, you can't just come close. You got to finish plays, and they're all involved in that. But scheme-wise, we had some guys free. There's no reason why we shouldn't have come out of that game a few times with him going down.
Some of your guys were talking about, they're trying to talk about how to fix things and what to do. They're just ready to do it.
I agree with them. Yeah, heck, I agree with them. I think it's time to fix some of the issues that we're having. I think it's time for us, in a game to be consistent in how we're doing something, how we're playing a defense, how we're defending a play, and do it throughout the game. It's hurting us very bad.
And some of the stuff you're saying, are you saying you'd like to see the DBs maybe a little bit closer to the receivers, closer to press coverage?
Yeah, I think we have to challenge some people more. I think we obviously, have to get up there, and it doesn't mean you're playing man coverage every play. You can play zone coverage and still challenge receivers. I think we've obviously got to do some of that, to get better as a group.
With Slayton, what specifically do you think was better yesterday, the line or him specifically?
We were better up front. We played a 3-4 scheme. I thought we improved from that standpoint against that scheme. He ran better. I mean, he can, there's still some things out there he can do much better. He knows that. We talked about that today. He ran harder. He got more touches than he's been getting. He was better in pass protection for the football team yesterday. So he was a better player, and we helped him be better, I think, just up front, some of the things we did.
Is he seeing the backside? I mean, is he seeing it? Is his vision what you want it to be right now?
No, he's not. I wouldn't say he's 100% on right now in everything he's doing, but I don't know that anybody is. Yesterday he made a big step forward to the guy that he was at the end of last year, so hopefully he gained some confidence coming out of that game. But, like I said, he improved.
What were y'all doing up front that differently to help him that you hadn't been doing?
Are you talking about
Slayton? You said we did some things.
Well, I just think we played better against the 3-4 yesterday. I thought our tight ends played better on the edge players. They present multiple schemes, as I told you, going into the game, 3-4, 4-3. They really basically settled down. They played us in a 4-3, maybe 4 or 5 snaps. But I thought our tight ends were better on the edges. I thought we held up better.
Last year, Nnamdi Azamali had 31 passes thrown at him. Is he the best in the league? And what do you do when you've got him and Andre you still try to get the ball lined right.
Well, he's the best I've seen, and I've just briefly been watching him here today, but he's the best corner I've seen in the game in a while, and he's capable of shutting anybody down. He's a great player, but Andre's a great player, so it's a challenge for Andre. He may follow Andre all over the field. He may not. They didn't last year the whole time, so we'll see. They're pretty good on the other side, too, so... You know, very good defensive team that very simple but good in what they do, and a team that can run the ball. So, I think it'd be pretty obvious what they, you know, what we're going to have to face this week.
Gary, the fumble here, the fumble that you challenged with Chris Brown, you had a chance to look at it today and see what happened.
Yeah, we thought his knee was down before the ball came out. We weren't arguing about the fact of whether or not he crossed the goal line, but we thought his knee was down. The answer given to me on the field was that they didn't have any look at it that showed them anything different. He actually said, I don't feel like we had any better look at the play. But the one we were looking at, we sure thought it was worth the challenge. But obviously it didn't work out.
After you watched the film, did you think it was, were you okay with the call on Kevin Walter?
No, I'm disappointed in that. But, I mean, the call is what it is, John. They're playing zone coverage. They're playing quarters. Kevin's running a shallow cross, and he actually runs into a linebacker and an official in there. So, you know, we sent it into the league, see what happens. But, you know, I was disappointed. But we had a chance to overcome it. I mean, we basically had a chance to score twice down there and hurt ourselves both times with the call and the fumble.
Last week you said if you were Maurice Jones-Drew, you'd be licking your chops. The Raiders have not had 200 yards two games in a row. If you're the Raiders and you see your defense, what do you think?
Well, that's what they do, and they've got a stable of great backs. And I know Tom. I mean, they're committed to the run, and they're good enough on defense to, you know, to keep some people down. So I think we know obviously what we're going to get, and. You know, can we play a consistent game without giving up three big plays? You know, yesterday I think 111 or 15 yards was on three plays, a reverse, a quarterback run, and a 61-yard run. Can we come out of a game without giving up those big plays?
Football time in Houston.